A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take time to come with special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Today's Daf, Shabbos Nun Zayin, Amud Aleph, Shabbos 57A, pagination, page 113. We start a new perek, fascinating perek, which is titled Bame'isha. Bame'isha Yotzo Vame'ina Yotzo. What is a woman allowed to wear when she goes out on Shabbos, and what is she not allowed to wear? So the starting point is that you're allowed to wear anything that either clothes you, basic covering, or even if it simply protects you, if it's protecting you like a raincoat, so you are already covered, but you're worried about the rain, so you're wearing an extra covering that's going to protect you. Not that it's protecting the clothing, but it's protecting you. And that's the distinction, by the way, of hat covers. If a hat would protect you from the rain, and you would not be concerned that the rain goes through, and you're only wearing the cover to protect the felt hat, so then typically we consider that covering questionable or definitively carrying, because you're protecting the clothing. But if it's protecting you, if we could conjure up that the rain would seep through the hat, like a yarmulke, you wear something above the yarmulke to protect you, or something like that, a rain bonnet, if it was being worn just to protect the sheitel, we would have a question. But if the rain bonnet is being worn to protect the head, so then it's fine, it's protecting the body. Or something that is an ornament. So jewelry, typically, would be permitted. The Mishnah introduces a whole different problem based on a legislation that we're concerned about certain ornaments. And the basic two reasons that we're concerned with an ornament is, number one, we're worried that a person, as we'll see in the Mishnah, as we develop, might take it off for a certain purpose and therefore carry it. Or, very similar, they'll take it off simply to show it to another person and therefore carry it. So the Mishnah tells us, what can a woman wear and what can a woman not wear regarding ornaments? And we're told, Lo seitzi isha lo v'chutei tzemer v'lo v'chutei pishtan. A woman should not wear certain types of woolen strands or linen strands, which were for ornamental purposes. V'lo b'rutzua sheberosha, and not the straps that are on her head. V'lo titbol bohen ad sheterapein. And she should not go to mikvah wearing them until she loosens them. Obviously, in our time, our custom is to simply remove things. We don't just loosen them. But that is the principle here, that somehow the fact that she should not wear these items on Shabbos has to do with the fact that she has to loosen them or take them off on Shabbos if she was going to the mikvah. Says the Gemara, drop down about five lines. Tevila mandochar shemei, who mentioned going to mikvah? Why is that subject being brought up over here? Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Omer Rabba bar Avua, matam ka'omar. He said that this mikvah being brought up in our Mishnah is to explain why these items should not be worn on Shabbos. Matam lo seitze isha lo v'chutei tzemav lo v'chutei pishtan. Why should a woman not go with these ornamental threads of wool or linen? Mipnei she'amru chachamim b'chol lo titva b'hem ad sheterapein. Because during the week she would have to take them off to go to mikvah. V'kevan d'b'chol lo titva b'hem ad sheterapein. And since the general rule of mikvah is that you'd have to take them off, b'Shabbos lo seitze, therefore on Shabbos don't go out wearing them. Duma misrami lo tevila shel mitzvah. Maybe she'll have to go to mikvah, so she'll go to whichever place this mikvah is, which requires some walking, some travel in the public area. And when she gets there, she's going to take these things off. V'shar yalohu, she's going to take them off. V'asu la'asinu dalet amos b'shus harabim. And she's going to carry them for amos in rishus harabim. So this is a carrying issue. That's why she's not supposed to wear them as ornaments, even though ornaments are permitted. But we're worried that these particular items, if she has the yonim, she'll take them off. And when she's redressing herself, she might not put them on. She'll forget them and she'll carry them. Tosfos, very beautiful Tosfos over here, outer commentary. The title is at the very top of the page with the bold word Bameh. And we're dropping down into the smaller lines, about 8 lines, 9 lines. At the end of a line, you'll see Vav Yud Lamed abbreviation, which is V'yesh Lomar, a little lower. Drop more. There you go. V'yesh Lomar, about 8 in the smaller lines. V'yesh Lomar, let me explain what's going on here in this Gemara. Explaining the Mishnah, we're not worried about all items that she can't go out with them because she, when she gets dressed, she's going to forget them. We're not worried about that. But Devarim Shem Iker Malbush, anything that's an essential part of her clothing, Lekulamigzar, there's no fear. Dafilu B'cholen Derech Lelechas Klal Mimakoma, because even during the week, when there's no Shabbos issue, a person doesn't walk from the place where they got undressed until they're fully dressed with their regular items. So, no one's worried about the shirt. Ache yalbishem, until she gets dressed. Eladafka bedvorim ketanim, we're worried about these little things. Yesh lochus, we're worried, she'ein makbid im einam olav, a person's not worried if they're not wearing them. Urigilu subachol kishamatirim, and it's normal during the week when you take them off, pa'amim nosam biyado ad beso, that you would carry them until your house. So that type of stuff, especially, we can imagine a person gets undressed, and they're getting dressed, and they're a little bit, perhaps, rushed. They're things that are not essential. So we didn't want people going out on Shabbos at all with items that were not essential, because if they would take them off, who knows if they'll put them back on, they might be tempted and forgetful and end up carrying them, and therefore those items we don't have them wear to begin with on Shabbos. If you take a look at the top Rashi, inner commentary, you'll see how Rashi very beautifully captures these two reasons that a person might carry. B'me'isha yotza, what can a person walk out with? Davetachshit, it's an ornament. V'lomasoy, and it's not a load. It's not like you put a diamond ring on your shoulder and you're walking out with it. That's silly. Likewise, a person has a key that they want to make into an ornament, into a tie clip, into something. You can't just pin it to your garment and suddenly it's part of the garment. The key is an essential item. But if you'd make it into an ornament, if you add a rosebud to it, if you add, make it into an item, into an ornament, so then it could be a tachshit if it's done properly. So that's number one. What makes it into a tachshit so that according to Torah law it should not be considered carrying? V'ika da'ave tachshit, but there are items that are ornamental. V'gozavu rabbanon, and the rabbanon made a legislation against them. D'moshafa machavya l'chaverta, maybe she'll take them off, show them to her friend, and then she might end up carrying it, she'll forget to put it back on. So there would be certain items of jewelry that a woman might take off, certain types of rings perhaps. You might argue that her wedding band she never takes off, even if it's nice. She never takes it off to show it to somebody. Another argument over here is that I could show it to them just as well while it's on my person. So why would I take it off? That's another consideration. Another consideration which is mentioned, that if she would have to uncover her hair in Rishus HaRabim, in public area, in order to show that ornament, maybe a certain type of strap that involves the ear, and the normal way to wear things would be that the strap went underneath her head covering. She would have to uncover her head covering to get to it in order to show the earring to somebody, so then she would never uncover her hair in Rishus HaRabim, so you're not worried. But it's all about whether she might take it off to show it to somebody. And the second, as we just explained, is that we're worried that she's going to take it off when she goes to mikvah and forget to put it back on because it's not an essential item. As Tosfos explained, we're not worried about basic articles of clothing. We're worried about the extras, certain types of ornaments. So again, these straps, woolen straps, whatever these things were, different bands could be restricted. The item that we're leaving for further discussion is a very, very big topic in halacha, is why are we not careful about this in modern times? For some reason, we do not restrict the woman from wearing ornaments on Shabbos. And this dates back. This is not a recent thing. You always have to know, if you're not observing something that's in the Mishnah, why not? And this dates back to, predates Tosfos, predates Rashi. In the time of the Gaonim, they already had that the women were wearing ornaments on Shabbos. And the question is, what changed? And you have to watch the Gemara very carefully to try to see, where was this legislation meant for? Is it only by Yerushas HaRabim De'oraisa, only when it's a clear public domain, that you're not allowed to go out like this because it would be a biblical offense if you would take it off? Is it even in more limited cases? Other factors that are thrown on the table are, perhaps our women do not take ornaments off to show them to somebody. We've never seen such a thing. It's just not our habit. And this has been like that for over 1,000 years, that the trend changed. And therefore, you would have to know how to apply this in practical halacha. What we are going to get from this perek, though, is insight into what's considered an ornament, what's considered carrying, and how you take what's written in Mishnah and Gemara and translate it to practical. And this is a great case study of that, because in fact the ruling is fairly lenient as opposed to what seems from the Gemara fairly strict. So it's a great case study, because we're always looking, sometimes the Gemara is strict about something and you wonder if that still applies in our times. This is going to be very helpful in creating precedent. When would a halacha mentioned so clearly in Mishnayos and Gemara actually be revised to match the habits of a particular generation? Yeah. Yes, you're correct.